creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
This week, more than 30 entrepreneurs were invited to the White House to show off their products, show off their creativity. It was the first ever White House Demo Day. Among those entrepreneurs, former University of Michigan professor Anne-Marie Sastry. Her many years of work as a materials science researcher led her to found a company called Sakti 3, the mission to develop the next generation of low-cost batteries, batteries that could be used in everything from our cell phones to our cars. Anne-Marie Sastry joins us now for the next idea. So good to have you here, and what a week for you. It's not everybody that can come in here and say, well, guess where I was this week?
It wasn't exactly a normal day at the office on Tuesday. Thank you so much for having me on to represent the company and all of the hardworking people that I have the privilege to lead.
Now, this call from the White House was a surprise?
It was. My assistant said, it's the White House on the phone. And I thought, sure.
But, which one of my friends is playing a joke on me?
Possibly, yeah. Well, it was a surprise. I was asked if I would have a conversation with a White House staffer about an event that was planned at the White House. And we weren't aware of Demo Day or anything to do with the initiative, really. So during the conversation, they explained what the event was about. And of course, some of the key features of the event are topics that we really care about quite a bit. One, small business or entrepreneurial businesses as an economic engine. Over 40% of new jobs are created by small businesses. And so it's a first order effect in the economy. It's very important that the country have resources available to both teach and to support entrepreneurial activities. Two, the representation among entrepreneurs. It's well understood by business that you can't leave half the team on the bench. And so to have entrepreneurs from all walks of life, all ages, races, genders, orientations, you name it, is very important. It's very important to make sure that entrepreneurship is inclusive.
And that indeed happened on Demo Day.
It did. And I think it was not so much a roadmap as an existence proof. There were entrepreneurs from many states, many walks of life, many different kinds of products. Obviously, we're fans of clean tech, and so we were thrilled to be able to represent clean energy technologies, but there were many other technologies as well.
Now, last fall, you and your company were featured in Fortune magazine with the headline, "Will This Battery Change Everything?" And it said you were close to achieving the holy grail of power storage. For those of us who just kind of flatline a little when we hear the word nanotechnology, can you explain to us just what you're working on and why it could be so revolutionary?
We are working on a solid-state solution, which is a battery with no liquid electrolyte. And what we've been able to demonstrate is over 1,100 watt-hour per liter, which is a very, very high energy density, about double what's in the marketplace right now. How we did that was take away everything that's not really important to the battery. So your battery today has a liquid electrolyte, which actually takes up a lot of space and costs a lot of mass. And by taking that out and redesigning the materials, their morphology, their layer thicknesses, and so forth, we've been able to generate results that hew very, very closely to simulation results we demonstrated back in 2011. To get to that point took a lot of hard work.
For the next idea, one of the things that we like to look at is what's working and what new ideas that might help make Michigan a better place for entrepreneurs. And you've been plugging away at this since 2007. As you've been building your company, I'm wondering what parts of Michigan's entrepreneurial ecosystem have been very important and crucial to your success?
Well, I think success is something I need to say thank you for. I'm not sure we're there yet. We have to get products out, and we have a long road ahead, but we do have a lot of resources acting in our favor. The state of Michigan has a brilliant resource in the University of Michigan, first off, and that's where I was a professor there for 17 years. And we're in many ways a classic example of how R&D gets out into the commercial space. The originating technology for Sakti 3 came from my own laboratory when I was a professor, and it was funded by the National Science Foundation. And that was really critical. I think sometimes it's easy to dismiss basic science as, you know, maybe less important or a lower priority, but the reality is if you look at the vast majority of technology companies, They have their roots in R&D, and those R&D roots are generally funded by the federal government. In addition, Michigan has a lot of other assets that we have been able to use.
Such as?
Next Energy is a great organization for convening, and they do a number of things to bring together entrepreneurs. Inforum runs events for mentoring female engineers. And there are just a large number of engineers in the state. I believe we have the second largest number of engineers outside of San Jose, California. So we have a lot of assets in the state to get technology businesses up and running.
And did you get some funding from the MEDC?
We did. Michigan Economic Development Corporation named us a Center of Energy Excellence in 2008 and gave us a $3 million grant. And the purpose was fundamentally a retention play. Our key investors were in California, and the MEDC wanted to incentivize us to stay in the state, and we were very grateful to do so.
Did you give a lot of thought to possibly leaving Michigan?
I don't really tend to think about eventualities like that. I think.
But even in the past, was there a point where you might have left Michigan?
I think that it had become relatively common for tech startups to either leave for Boston or leave for San Francisco. In our case, we were able to recruit great people here, and we have, you know, all of these resources in the state. So I don't think we ever sat around thinking, gosh, where should we put the business?
How crucial would you say that the MEDC funding was to keeping you here in Michigan, helping you grow here? And full disclosure, the MEDC is an underwriter of the Next Idea.
Very, very essential. I mean, that funding was non-dilutive, meaning that the Michigan Economic Development Corporation didn't take or request any equity stake in the company. It was a grant. And actually, if you look at the numbers, we believe that it made a good contribution as well, because I think I've raised about $58 million or so in equity and loans for the business. And all of that money, almost all of it, has been spent here in Michigan.
As you described to us earlier, that demo day at the White House was held in part to showcase the diversity that's out there. How have you seen things change, if at all, for women in the entrepreneurial space?
I don't know about the entrepreneurial space per se. I can speak as an engineer, and things have changed quite dramatically since I was a kid in school. I think that incoming classes of engineering students in some disciplines are now about half women, and in others lagging a little bit in more traditional engineering subjects, but nonetheless well into the double-digit participation in all engineering disciplines now.
And what do you think might need to happen to even more increase the numbers of the traditionally unrepresented?
It's interesting. I think I've been very lucky in my American life, right? I've been able to be an academic and an entrepreneur, and I think I've had pretty good visibility on the two pieces, neither of which I would say is sufficient, but both are necessary. One is the pipeline and making sure that we have participation from everybody in society in the STEM disciplines, particularly in middle school, where we lose a lot of kids who can't yet, maybe in their families, they don't have anybody who's a scientist or a technology person, and they can't connect necessarily how cool math and science are and what things they enable you to do. So that's really, really important. At the university level, making sure that we can accommodate people who come from all economic backgrounds is very, very important. And universities have made great strides in pre-college programs and making sure that technology remains a viable option to an incoming freshman regardless of the school district. And then from the business side, which I've been doing for 7 years, being very mindful of how we recruit is very important. It's easy to say, well, the pool is small for women engineers or for minority engineers, and that's true. That doesn't absolve us of, you know, having a mindset of really searching the field and finding qualified people and questioning ourselves if we're only turning up one demographic every time.
So let's talk about what's ahead for SOCTI 3. What do you have to do in order to actually create that holy grail of power storage?
We have to scale it up. So we've made batteries in our laboratory that are pretty good, and now we have to make larger batteries and test them and scale up equipment and processes and so forth. So a lot of careful engineering work ahead.
Do you have a timeline in your head?
In my head, yes.
But that's where it's staying.
That's pretty much where it's Well, look, I mean, you go as fast as you possibly can. The average time to exit for a hardware company is well nigh a decade. And so this is not for the impatient or the faint of heart. I think that entrepreneurs in general might be stereotyped as shoot from the hip or pivoting left and right or running willy-nilly. But the reality is it takes a tremendous amount of patience and focus to see something through. And we're willing to put the time in. This is an important problem.
Spoken like a true engineer. Anne-Marie Sastry of Ann Arbor, invited to the White House this week for its first ever Demo Day, putting the spotlight on entrepreneurs from across the country. Thank you so much for joining us on The Next Idea. And we have posted a video of Anne-Marie's meeting with President Obama. It's on the website. Go to the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you on behalf of my whole team. I appreciate it.